Well, good evening. And what I want to share with you today is a well-known but little appreciated wine varietal, which you will have seen many times in the shops, but perhaps overlooked. And this is my go-to varietal for just about anything and company, okay? And I think you're going to be happy with this, and I think you're going to appreciate the incredibly low price you can find this grape varietal at. So, what I've done today is I've selected one from France and one from Argentine, and it is the grape called. Malbec. Now, you've probably overlooked Malbec, but Malbec is a grape varietal that can stand on its own. Its origins is south to southwest France. It's one of the original grape five or six grape varietals allowed in Bordeaux, and it's the one that gives a really punchy solidity, the great big fruity notes, the tarragon, the pepper spice, but not so much the tannin in the great Bordeaux blends. And you can buy a very, very simplistic version of this in Lidl's. It's called Maison Fleur House Flower Malbec, 12.5%, so it's perfectly decent, and it's light bodied, and it's just France, But let's pour in glass and see what we can make of this. So just a little bit, just no more than a quarter, maybe a fifth of the glass. So you've got plenty of room to pour, to swirl. Take your first three fingers, pop them onto the stem of your wine glass, tuck your thumb around, and then just gently swirl as you listen, chat, talk, whatever it is. But anyway, just swirl like you're swirling a little, egg in a blender or something. And what's going to happen is you're going to get some sexy legs draining down the side of the glass, and you're going to see with this one you've got a real sort of almost transparent, basically a red currant cranberry look all round. Very, very nice. A wine doesn't have to look black red to be a superb dining wine. Trust me on this one. Wine is like a woman. You can't go by the looks. They might be a bit crinkly, around the edges, but they're probably going to be fantastic where you want them. Do you know what I mean? And that's just the same for wine. And on the nose. So I tell you what I'm getting. I'm getting loads and loads of really dark, seductive fruit, but I'm getting a whole ton of alcohol on the nose there, so that's pretty promising. And although this is very translucent, you might say, well, this looks like a fairly cheap wine. Well, it was £4.79, at £4.79, it's a fairly cheap wine, but it's magnificent, and you're going to be glad that you gave it the once round. Okay, so this is going to be great with char grilled venison, char grilled trout, anything from the barbecue, beef lasagne, steaks, absolutely anything that's red, and chicken. It would be fantastic with chicken and also cheeses. And some of your friends, if you're doing a dining evening, they'll actually think you've bought a really good Pinot Noir or possibly a Cinzeau. But this is just a really nice French Malbec, at its best, most simple. Exposition, shall we say? So, on the palate, just let it swirl around your tongue, all around the roof of your mouth, and then that long, slow finish. And you're going to get quite a lot of spice at the top side of the roof of your mouth. And you're going to get a little bit of a fiery buzz down the back of your throat, which is fantastic. And we haven't got exactly the big chocolate licorice here, but we've definitely got some pepper spice, a little bit of tarragon creeping in, those purple flowers that you get at the seaside, the viper's bugloss, and a whole load of red currant and those sharp, sharp cranberries. Okay, so this is, really good to go. It's almost like the inside of a slow. well, very savoury wine. It's not going to go down well with the people that like, you know, a sweet wine, essentially. I mean, if you like Dandelion and Burdock, I would suggest buying, say, Dandelion and Burdock. But there is a definite hint of Burdock in there, you know. There's quite a lot of sort of foraged seaside type of greens, you know, and there's a bit of sea kale, and you know, it's the sort of salt that you get off the pebble if you happen to lick a pebble. Have you ever licked a pebble? Well, go to a pebble beach and lick a pebble, and then you can say whether you agree with me or not. But this is Maison Fleur Malbec, 12.5% French, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. From Lidl's, it's £4.79. Believe it or not, that is a wine that, if pushed, I would serve to punters. That is to say, friends, comrades, and fellow truthers in the, you know, Harlequin charade of life and all that. So that is a fantastic wine. I'm kidding you not. You will be glad you spent the money. And that was £4.79. One of the purest expressions of Malbec, and really, really beautiful. It really stands out on its own. It's totally its own king varietal. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to juxtapose it, indeed transpose it, to Fairtrade Bernarda Malbec from Argentine, the Farnatina Valley, 12.5%, okay? And this one was co-op and it was £6.15. But this is the only wine that's worth buying in co-op. Again, it's, you know, to pour into the glass, it's fairly light sort of red currant going on brambles to look at. But this one is an altogether completely different beast. So this is the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. Again, don't pour too much in the glass so you can just swirl it. Get those nice sexy legs and then give it a long snifter, right? My gosh, what a different beast that is. You know, it's like having a moo cow in the field and then introducing a Cape buffalo. Not quite the right analogy, but it's, you know, it's pretty much on the wild side, I can tell you. So on the nose, got a huge bramble, alcohol, loads of licorice. There's a ton of cigar butts, cedar wood, and all those struck matches from the summer barbecues in there. And on the palate, a much softer, right? So there's a fair old bit of used charcoal. Not a midgin of summer asphalt tar, okay? But essentially, it's very, very pleasant. We're talking, you know, crushed black cherries. Really, if you had to put me up against a wall with a gun up my nostril, I'd say, smell the gun smoke on that one. And then I'd bare my breasts. But apart from that, in the wine world, I'd say, well, good gracious me. There's a fair bit of charcoal on the nose, but there's a hell of a lot of sexy, passionate blackcurrant, damson, stripped raspberries, and, you know, naked plums, essentially. And so this is a wine that's going to be fantastic, right, with any kind of red meat casserole. It's going to just blow your chicken dinner away, and it's even going to be good with, believe it or not, crab and lobster. And if you've got any oysters. A noisy noise, a noise, an oyster. Right, so I always served my red wines in a crystal glass because those are the glasses that go ching, ching, or even doing, ching and doing, ching, wing, doing, doing. That's it. They're the ones. They sound like bells, don't they? And this is a wine that has actually got bells on, and it was co-op, £6.15, okay? And a wine, as I say, is like a woman. It's not what it looks like, you know. It's what it performs like that matters. And, I mean, quite often the older ones are better, aren't they? They've been around, you know. So This one has got that little known grape varietal, the Bernarda, in it. And another fantastic little known grape varietal, generally found in Spain, is the Bobal. So Bernarda Bobal. If you can get your hands on anything containing those, just buy it up in sackfuls and you're going to be one happy bunny. Just trust me on that one. Malbec, fantastic. Mix it with Bernarda. Fucking hell. So we've got a load of licorice. We've got all the sort of spicy sexiness of Shiraz in there. We've got a whole ton of exciting potential. And this one's going to be good with, obviously, your barbecue, but also your late night, whatever it is you're having. And even, to be honest, cheese macaroni would be all right. And pizza. Why not? It's not like it's French, is it? It came from Argentine. So this one is like, you know, your velvet glove in an iron fist, basically. Lovely. Oh, it reminds me of bullfighting and overnighting. And, you know, fly-by-nighting and lamplighting, all of those. And it really is fantastic. So, can I just recap here? Co-op. Fair trade, Bernarda Malbec, 12.5%, £6.15, but you've got one heck of a welly of a wine. This is, you know, it's like coal dust, yeah? This is deep. This is sonorous. This is interwoven. This is just, you know, fucking fill your boots wine. And then you've got the Maison Fleur from Lidl's at £4.79, magnificent. And it's sophisticated. It's middle class. It's nice. They're both fantastic. They're very different. Try them both. Try them in tandem. And basically just fill your boots. And don't forget, wine is like women. The older ones often have more to offer.